Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Thanks for joining us, folks. I know it's been a few weeks since we've been able to get back on here and do a podcast. Welcome and thank you for joining us. We have folks from all over the world listen to the podcast. We go from Russia all the way to the Middle East, from the Middle East all the way over to South America, from South America to Canada, the UK, the United States. We're everywhere, folks, and I have nothing but you to thank. Your listener and your listener participation in this podcast, and I can't thank you guys enough for listening. Let's get into today's podcast, folks, shall we? Let's go. What I want to talk to you today about is something that you should take very, very seriously, folks. We're in the end times here. We really are. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world, and I'm not sure that some people are there. The lights are on and nobody's home, so to speak. I'll try to be very nice here at work. I'm very direct and to the point, but for this podcast and my listening audience, I'll tone it down quite a bit here. But sometimes, again, people, the lights are on and nobody's home. In other words, meaning they're not aware of what's going on in the world. And what is going on and what is happening is we're in the end times. We're in the book of Revelation. Okay. The Bible starts with the book of Genesis and ends with the book of Revelation. So the beginning and the end and everything that happened in between history, biblical recorded history. So we're in the book of Revelation, folks. And we are in the end times. We are in the mark of the beast and the beast system. And I am convinced, and I'm still convinced, and nobody has swayed me or changed my mind. In the Bible, it says that the mark will appear on the forehead or the right hand. And that's very, very predominant, as in the book of Revelation. So with that being said, I'm convinced that all of these vaccines, quote unquote, at least that they're having, or they're trying to make everybody take. I haven't taken a vax. I won't. They'll have to shoot me and kill me first, folks. I hate to say that, but that's the truth. I don't take the vaccines now. I don't do that. I won't do that. If they send me to the chopping block, I guess they'll send me to the chopping block, but we're not taking any vaccines. These vaccines, as I've told people, I believe are the precursor to the mark of the beast system. And let me explain that just a little bit about what I mean as far as the precursor. Precursor meaning it's part of the plan, the setup to depopulate. Depopulate meaning that's just it. Depopulate meaning get rid of and kill off a bunch of people. In other words, they want to kill a bunch of us, the elites and the globalists and the different evil people. you know, Satan is the prince of this world, running this world, and God allows it through his permissible will for a short period of time. And that's what's going on here. These evil people that come out with these vaccines and force these poisons upon people, once you get these poisons in your body, they're laced with graphene oxide, and all different types of chemicals. They've even put different types of chemicals in there, and deadly things that'll cause blood clots, myocarditis. I can go on and on and on. Cancer. I mean, it's incredible, folks. I have schooled myself and have intimate knowledge of what these vaccines can do. I'm not going to cover every little detail on this podcast, but that's just kind of a quick rundown real quick, because I do have some time constraints on this podcast. So that's kind of just in a nutshell, just a couple things that the vaccines do. The graphene oxide goes in as a liquid, but can come out as a solid. And again, that contributes to a lot of the, the blood clots and the different things in the body. And so the shots are part of the B system. The B system is a marking system, or a way, i.e., to identify a person. In other words, if you have the mark of the beast, you're serving Satan. If you don't take the mark of the beast, folks, really, really simple. And I'm kind of jumping around here, but really, really simple. You don't take the mark of the beast, and I hope you didn't. Then you're serving God. It's just that simple. You know, we complicate things and misinterpret things in the Bible all the time, unfortunately. But the Bible is pretty much cut and dry. When Jesus walked the earth, folks, Jesus talked so simple that a child could understand him. Nowadays, we complicate the heck out of everything. We overthink everything. And again, I have dealt with people, hundreds and hundreds of people post-COVID. I'm convinced that this COVID shot is killing off the brain cells in people. Honest to God, folks. Honest to God. The more COVID shots a person takes, it seems like the duller he becomes, or in other words, his cognitive abilities starts to decline. Now, I'm age 57. I'm not saying I'm any genius or anything by any means, but I can identify this. I talk to people, and I can talk to people 5 or 10 minutes, and I can identify if they've just verbally, just by talking to them and how they sound, how they act, and their emotions, their actions, et cetera, et cetera. I can tell if somebody's taken the shot and been doped up with the COVID poison. Now they're coming out, folks, with a bird flu. They're slowly working on that, a bird flu, and they want that for the next plandemic because they want to sabotage the election. And again, folks, this is all on a scale. This is not primary. Our primary concern is going out and spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what we all need to do. But those are a couple things, not to mention the war in Ukraine. Biden wants to get us, again, he's a globalist. He's just a dementia-filled puppet. And they want to control Biden. Really, really, Obama wants to control Biden and all the elites to try to manipulate Biden into getting us into a World War III. And that's what they want to do. That's exactly what they want to do. But that will backfire. You know, the devil's the king of this world, the prince of this world, but God oversees everything. God oversees the entire universe. And again, this stuff has to happen. A lot of people get confused. This stuff has to happen through God's permissible will. Because if it don't happen, how can we expect the return of Jesus Christ? There's certain events that have to happen, that have to play out. It doesn't matter if I'm alive or I'm dead tomorrow, folks. Certain things, according to the Bible, the book of Revelation, certain things have to happen in a certain order, whether it's a certain numerical order, a certain chronological order. I hear scientists trying to break down the Bible and use all kinds of descriptive words and terms. God really isn't that complicated, folks. Neither is Jesus Christ. Neither one. Our God and our Father and the Son of God, you know, they're not complicated. Same with the Holy Spirit. Nothing is complicated here, folks. Nothing. And so I ask right now, we have to give our life to Jesus Christ. I'm telling you right now, we are in the end time. This bird flu, if they do launch it full scale, which it looks like they're probably going to do, this can kill, if it's what they have done and they've manipulated the genes and the DNA in the birds. So therefore, this will be catastrophic and deadly. So I think 1 out of 2 or 1 out of 3 people that get it will die. A very high percentile of people that'll get this bird flu will be up and gone and dead. So with all that going around, slowly but surely, again, the elites are trying to plan this out to make it look like that it's nothing but a bird flu. They didn't have anything to do with it. It's natural. Birds are causing it, which is just untrue. They want to keep the game going. And that's what you have to understand. These are distractions, folks. The war in Russia, Russia has offered to make peace about a year ago. No, the USA won't let Russia make peace. You know why? I thank God. And I don't know if President Putin over there in Russia believes in God, but I thank God every day for holding Russia back and Putin not being a complete jerk and a clown and launching nuclear weapons. I have people actually that believe that we could defend ourselves. I'm just going to tell you some numbers and statistics here real fast. Russia has the largest supply of nuclear weapons in the entire world. Not us, Russia. China number 2, and I think we're number 3 or number 4 now. We've declined. Our military is not worth a pot anymore, folks. It's gone downhill and downhill because we've taken God out of our country. We've put homosexuality, and we've made homosexuality, again, this is all through Satan. We've made homosexuals and homosexuality king in this world and king in this country, and we don't give our life to Jesus Christ. We don't respect God. We don't put God forth and God first in everything. We don't do that. So you wonder why the United States is going to pot. Well, those couple reasons right there. So folks, I just want to, I could go on and on and on, but that's not the point of this podcast. I just want to say a simple prayer and invite you. If you've not given your life to Jesus Christ, this is the point of this podcast, folks. If you've not given your life to Jesus Christ and invited Jesus into yours, I just want you to say a little prayer and invite Jesus into you, invite Jesus into your life and your household and your life, into your family's life.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But most importantly, into your life. And this prayer is known. A lot of people have a lot of different names, but the prayer is known as the salvation prayer. There's a lot of different salvation prayers out here. I want you to just repeat after me, because folks, we're not going to be around forever. I'm telling you right now, I am not going to live forever. You are not going to live forever. Listening to this podcast, nobody's going to live forever. But if you don't give your life to Jesus Christ, then I can tell you right now where you'll be going. A lot of pastors won't tell you this, but you will be going to the lake of fire. That's hell, folks. In plain English, that is hell. And like the old song goes, burn, baby, burn. I said, and it's not going to be a disco inferno. That's the joke. You will burn, baby, burn. You'll be tortured forever and forever. So you have to understand that, folks, that there is no choice. You either don't believe in God and Jesus Christ and you will burn in the lake of fire, you're burned in hell, or else you believe in Jesus Christ and give your life to Jesus Christ and God Almighty and ask for forgiveness and repentance. And if you like, just repeat after me. I'm going to read a prayer here, folks, and I want you to listen. And if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, please do so. Because we don't know when Jesus is going to return. Things aren't looking good right now, folks. I'm just going to tell you that. I'm not trying to be negative Nelly here, but things aren't looking good, folks. Things aren't looking good. Do I think things will go on a little while longer? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. It's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. But Jesus will return soon. There's no doubt in my mind. I have zero doubt. Jesus will return very soon. And again, if you've not given your life to Jesus Christ, the alternative is hell, the lake of fire. And I don't want to see anybody burn forever. I love humanity. I love people. I love my listeners. I love my family. Sometimes I disagree with my family up north in Michigan, my sisters, aunts, uncles, cousins, second cousins, nephews, nieces. I do love them all. I really, truly do. But again, sometimes we don't always agree. But again, they know as well as I do, if you do not give your life to Jesus Christ and ask for forgiveness, that you're going straight to hell. And again, I don't want to see anybody go straight to hell. Life is too short. You can live forever, your soul and your spirit. And you can be in heaven serving God Almighty. Because the alternative, burning in hell, is nothing but torture. And it's beyond words. It's beyond words. Hell is unimaginable, folks. Hell is absolutely, positively unimaginable. So here we go. Here's a simple prayer if you're not giving your life to Jesus and invited him into yours. Repeat after me, folks. Please. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God, that you died on the cross to rescue me from sin and from death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness, and I ask that you take your place, your rightful place, in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart. Fill me with your love and your life. Help me to become a person that is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And folks, if you prayed that prayer right now, and this is a crucial, crucial, crucial time in the world, this is a crucial time in our life. Nobody's going to save you. President Trump's not going to save you. I know in this country we get sidetracked. We get distracted. Oh, yeah, get Biden the heck out of there and Trump's going to save us. No, no. The only person that can save you is God through Jesus Christ. That's it. That's it. No one else. And so, folks, if you said that prayer, I want to just make three suggestions. And we'll conclude this podcast. And the first suggestion is, folks, if you said the prayer and asked God and Jesus Christ to come into your heart and you've asked forgiveness and you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, that's the first thing. But what I ask and pray that you do is you get a hold of a Bible. If you're in this country, here in the United States, and again, this podcast goes worldwide, and I thank you for my international listeners all over the world. God bless you. I love you. First thing you need to do is get a hold of a Bible, a Holy Bible, and just start reading it. Whether you want to start in the very first chapter, which is Genesis in the Old Testament, and then conclude, or pick up the book of Revelation. That's in the last chapter of the New Testament, the book of Revelation. It doesn't matter. Just pick up the Bible and read and read and read. You know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, right around the middle part of the Bible. That talks about a lot about Jesus and different things. Just pick up the Bible and start reading. That's the number one. Get a hold of a Bible. You can get one through Amazon. You can get one. There's a lot of different places. If you're, folks, if you're on a tight budget like I have been, and I still am, believe it or not, God has really blessed me, and I give God all the praise and glory in the name of Jesus. God has really, really, really blessed me. But I still manage and budget my life, and still I stay on a very tight leash. If you're tight financially and your budget's very tight, hear me out. Here's another suggestion. Find yourself a church, folks, a Christian church that believes in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That is the Trinity. Find yourself a good Christian church, and you can approach somebody there. You can say, you know, I listened to this guy's podcast. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and personal Savior, but I need a Bible. I don't have a lot of money now. Can you help me out? And if you approach a good church, just about anybody will help you. They'll get you a Bible, folks. They will get you a Bible. And once you dig into the Bible, start reading. And then the next thing is find yourself a church. Once you get a Bible, it doesn't matter what order you do it in. Find yourself a church that believes in the Trinity, or they preach the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and they're a good Christian church. Get into that church and start taking notes, start writing down questions. And then the next thing is, folks, once you have some questions down, hey, what's all this about Christianity? Why did they crucify our Lord and personal Savior, Jesus Christ? Who is Pontius Pilate? When is Jesus Christ returning? What do I need to do to live a godly life? What do I need to do? What does the Bible say about sin? What does the Bible say about marriage? What does the Bible say about life? What does the Bible say about stress? All these issues, worldly issues, the Bible covers, folks. The Bible covers, believe it or not. The Bible has answers to everything. I'm not that smart. I'm going to tell you that, folks. I'm not that smart, but I tell you what, when you read the Bible, it enhances your knowledge tenfold, twentyfold, a hundredfold when you read God's Word. This is the honest truth, folks. This is the honest truth when you read God's Word. And then the last thing is, once you got a Bible, once you've wrote down everything you need to write, your questions, different questions, salvation, this and that, anything and everything you can possibly imagine, go back to the church and then ask them some questions. Say, hey, you need an hour or two of time. Make an appointment with a pastor, senior pastor, junior pastor, even a member of the church, even a member, a deacon or somebody of the church. They'll point you in the right direction. Get all your questions answered and start attending church on a regular basis. And the last and final thing is, folks, as I conclude the podcast, go out once you get all your questions answered and start attending church. Go get baptized. Like myself, I'm looking to get baptized again. It's been a long time. I need to rededicate my life to Jesus Christ. That's something very, very, very important. The baptism symbolizes the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's what it is. When you're underwater, you're in the ground, and then when they submerge you underwater for a second or two, then they raise you up. That symbolizes the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's what baptism symbolizes. You go down as old and and you come up as brand new. That's exactly what it is. I can't get any more simpler than that. Again, folks, I'm not a pastor or scholar or anything like that. I host multiple podcasts on multiple platforms all around the world, folks. But I just want you to be at peace in your life right now. While there's so much stress going on in the world, there's so much chaos going on in the world, there's so much uncertainty going on in the world, but I want you to have peace and solace, and I want you to have peace and comfort knowing that as long as you give your life to Jesus Christ, God is watching over you, and there's nothing greater than having God and serving God, folks. And I screw up all the time on a daily basis. And baby, I ask God for forgiveness almost every hour on the hour. We're all human. We all sin. We all fall short of the glory of God. I thank you, folks. And I thank you so much for listening. And I pray that you enjoy your week coming up. You enjoy your new month of July. You enjoy the rest of the year. But most importantly, be safe. And remember what I said, give your life to Jesus Christ, folks, because your life truly does depend on it. Your salvation depends on it. Your soul depends on it. I love you. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. And if you want to write to me, folks, endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. I always forget this, and I'm very sorry, but I do have my email I've had for years and years. That's endtimeworldnews@proton, PROTON, mail.com. I love you all. God bless you. Until next time, that's it. Bye for now.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12-powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 2 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.